So, hello everybody. I'm going to try and get my head back into gear after our lovely walk, but I'm not quite all there actually after all the listening that we were just doing. So I'm Kat. I'm going to be talking to you about a work in progress which I began this year. So I'm going to be showing you some documentation and playing some sounds from a residency that I just got back from in August in the Arctic, which is in University of Cambridge, and Bonhams and One Ocean Expeditions. I was on an expedition ship run by One Oceans. And the project is, it's looking at the transmutation that happens in the Arctic of the melting of the ice, sea ice and glaciers, and the transmutation from solid water into liquid water. And it's also drawing a comparison between that and the movement of people either through migration or tourism in the region. So I was up in the Canadian High Arctic around Baffin Island, which is in Nunavut, which is part of the Canadian territories, and we sailed along the coast and I took recordings with various different instruments. So I had a hydrophone with me, and I took hydrophone recordings, but I also took with me a pH meter and a conductivity meter, which I hacked to make sound with the help of Simon Schaefer from Mono Shop in Berlin. And so I'm going to play to you some of the recordings that I made, and then I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm aiming for with the project. But sort of the top line is that I've been very interested in working out what would work for me to move beyond my present environmental sensibilities to making more effectual changes in my life in connection with the environment. And so I'm exploring empathy as a way of connecting with the environment, which is why I was really interested in what you were saying yesterday, Martin, about the forest. So trying to work out how to create using sound and haptics through artistic installations, how to engender that kind of empathy for a non-human entity. So I'm going to play you a video first. And this is, as I say, like, it's a work in progress, and this is a rough cut, so be a little forgiving. I've only just started working with this material. It's not playing, though.
Should be playing, can
you? Maybe it's the internet connection. I think I have it on here as well. Ah, no, there we go, yeah. Oh, we've got lots of buffering. Let me see if I can find this. I thought it would be easier if I ran it off the internet. But I'll just see if I can find this on here. What did I call it? Oh, that's just the sound. All right, we'll try it one more time. There we go.
Yeah, you can try and play, increase the...
In the small?
Quality, maybe small.
Yeah, from here? Or does anyone else have any? Yeah. Thank you. No, it's not gonna. It's not gonna do.
Does Vimeo give you a choice of lower resolution?
Does it?
Maybe the gear in the video? There's a gear.
Should we try that one? But I think that was it already.
You can also download it.
Will I do that?
Can you do that?
Well, yeah.
You know, if you look
at yeah, yeah, if I go.
Should we push it back? Yeah, download, see?
Yeah.
Then you can wait for a while.
All right, let's
maybe
try that.
Small, maybe at least.
That one.
No, it is 70.
That one.
Small. Because it should.
Do you think it will come quickly enough?
After a while.
All right.
Maybe.
In that case, in the meantime, I'm going to show you some pictures and we will have a little chat about what I did. In fact, yeah, so just to talk to you about, so this is the inside of the conductivity meter. So, right, yes. Maybe I should backtrack a little bit. So the reason that I was playing with a conductivity meter and a pH meter is because the pH, which is the acidity of the water, the seawater, changes when you dump lots of fresh water in. So the thing that I'm looking at for the whole project is really the effect of climate change, and so obviously there's a lot of melting that happens in the Arctic. It's a very sensitive environment, and it's also in resonance with what's happening here. It's being mined quite unforgivingly at the moment, and the mining itself also affects the melting rate of the sea ice, because to get access to the mines, the sea ice is broken up early in the winter, and it causes more melting. So there's more fresh water being dumped back into the ocean, which changes the dynamics of the ocean. Now you can measure that if you measure the changes in pH, and you can also measure it by looking at the conductivity. So fresh water doesn't conduct electricity as well as seawater does, right, essentially. And so I was donated by University College London's Faculty of Maths and Physical Sciences. I have a residency there also, and they donated these old pieces of equipment to me, which I could then play with and use to make some sounds. And the idea was to go through and to measure the pH and conductivity. And so rather than taking kind of organic sounds, real sounds that you would hear with your ears in the Arctic, to make a comment on the process of measurements, which is our general way of knowing the environment scientifically, and to see if I could take from these processes of measurements some sort of emotive essence that could be then used and worked into a sound work that I'll be playing through a sculptural installation later next year. And what was really interesting to me is that there's two very different types of sounds that you can get out of the pH meter compared to the conductivity meter. And the pH meter's very strong and, you know, kind of aggressive. I'm going to play it for you now, in fact, so that we can hear. So I'm going to play to you the sound of the water by Frobisher Bay, which is next to the capital city of Nunavut, the district in Canada, which is Iqaluit. And the water around there is really quite polluted because it's the most industrial area around Baffin Island. And there's a huge amount of shipping, and there is no way to deal with waste properly on the island, because getting anything in and out of of Baffin Island is it's a real task, right? So much so that when people fly in, if there aren't enough supplies on the island, luggage will be left behind in favour of bringing in food to the island. And there's a huge amount of kind of socio-political problems that to do with food on the island as well that I could talk about, and if anyone's interested, I will talk about it. Maybe ask me a question relating to it. But there's like this also is impacting the environment in the countryside, particularly in terms of generating waste and use of resources, energy resources. So what we'll hear is the process of measurement of pH from the water in Frobisher Bay. Is there a way to turn the urge that you hear it then? It's very gentle. That is the sound of the numbers on the digital display going through one. So it reads something like, say, you know, 45 for a sample of seawater. And when it scrolls down, so it's kind of the die-off of the measurement, you get these surges, right? Which I think is quite a beautiful analogy to the die-off of the ice. You know, it's like a melting away of the process of the measurements. So it's this is kind of what I'm looking for essentially is this process of individuals making up a collective kind of metastructure. So you've got water molecules making up a metastructure of ice or a metastructure of liquid water, and they contribute to that structure as well as being affected by it. And when they move into a different state, so if you have a water molecule moving from solid ice into liquid water, the structure of what surrounds them changes and their behavior changes. And you can think of that as analogous to when human individuals move from a culture to another culture. So when there's migration into a region, or when somebody moves into a new country or culture. And it's what I want to capture is the feeling that you get from that transition, that transmutation, you know? And that's intentional when looking at the problem of climate change through these means. Because I think that kind of highlighting our subjectivity of value system when we're looking at the effect of ourselves on the environment is important in highlighting also our agency in terms of being able to change our behaviours and the consequences of our actions thereby. Does it make sense?
No.
Shall I continue, or do you want me to clarify? If you've got a direct question that will help clarify, I can.
It's too abstract for me. I'm lost.
Okay, that's not super direct, but let's see if I cover it and make it clearer later. So.
Sorry, I have a question. The
yes.
Second sound clip was higher water with higher pH.
There's no, it's not comparative because I only played you one pH recording and one pH recording, one conductivity meter recording. I can, the differences are quite small because what you're hearing is, it's not directly, it's not so direct that you can say, oh, you know, right now I'm listening to pH 7 and it sounds like, you know, and now I'm listening to pH 4 and it sounds like, but what you hear is more the process of measurement, and it does resolve to a final value, and you do hear that final value if you listen long enough to the recording. It doesn't feel like this is the kind of space where we should be listening to that length of recording. But it's more, yeah, you do, like, all the different values have different tones, but they're a composite of three tones, so it's, you have to really listen to a lot of them to be able to tell which is which. With the conductivity meter, it's the length of the die-off of the recording, so after the probe is taken out of the water and the high-pitched sound stops, the length until it goes to zero is representative of what the value of the conductivity is.
I propose we hear the whole study.
Yeah, sure. No, I was just two clips wondering how they relate.
So they're different samples of water, and they're different different types of instruments. So maybe it would help if I show you a picture of what the instruments look like, right? And then we can see. So that's the conductivity meter. This is what the pH meter looks like, right? And so, because I don't know if everyone's seen a pH meter before, but this old school thing with Turner Lab written on it is a pH meter, and you can see the probe in the background at the top. And essentially, you should normalize it with a buffer solution to make sure it knows where 7 is, and then you drop it into your water sample, and it will read what the pH is. And the pH is representative of how acidic the water is. And fresh water is normally around about neutral, and seawater is slightly alkaline. That's it, and you can, eventually hear a bit of a difference. And so I took these recordings, as I say, like all along the coast and also in the open water. And the values that I was recording were quite interesting, because sometimes the open water would be actually more neutral than you would expect, and it's because the speed at which the glaciers in the Arctic are melting and the sea ice is melting has increased, and it increases in a kind of vicious circle. You know, the more melting there is, the quicker the ice that's in the water melts. And it's happening so rapidly now that there isn't mixing, so that you get a layer of fresh water on the top and you get the seawater on the bottom. And I was taking samples from sort of 2 meters down, and that's not far enough to be able to get to the real kind of salty water at the bottom, because it's all happening so rapidly. So that's kind of the raw material that I'm working with. And to give you an idea of what it was looking like when I was there, I've got some pictures of the, it's quite a desolate landscape, right? So it's quite, that feeling of keying into that feeling of like change and the loss of the integrity of the ice is, it's not difficult when you're faced with sort of an immersion in this kind of aesthetic for day after day. And we did get trapped on the boat for a bit because of the movements of the ice. And so for 5 days, we were looking out into these misty, fairly uniform landscapes, looking at ice, which occasionally has these sort of beautiful turquoise aspects to it, but most of the time was fairly grey. And then suddenly, you know, the sun comes out and you get something like this, which is so otherworldly. And it feels like the ice is waiting for something. It feels like the ice is kind of moving in a different time. And that it's waiting for things to go back to the place where it can exist comfortably again, right? And so I was there in summer, and it it sort of, it's like a waiting game somehow for getting back to comfort, which is, yeah, I appreciate anthropomorphizing the ice slightly. But but it's also quite useful for me, because if I'm trying to, like, I need to internalize that feeling, right? And then I need to put it into the work, because otherwise no one's going to feel anything when they experience it. So so that kind of potential antagonism to towards a change, which is something that I think that we feel also as migrants, as human migrants, I think it's a useful thing to kind of internalize for this particular piece of work. So let's see if the video's downloaded, shall we? No. No. It hasn't. I don't think it's going to either.
I have a question. What is the pH value that you measure in? Was it in Canada? Can you use the pH meter?
There were various. So.
What was the what is the pH value expected for sweet water or for lake water to be normal? What would be
around about 7.